T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tuesday, Deanna Davis will be back in a federal courtroom, and that's the day really that she could be learning her fate, whether or not she would be able to be released from jail and to continue recovering at home. How optimistic are you that Deanna will be able to physically return home on Tuesday?
My prayers I'm positive. I have a positive outlook on it. I won't say that there's no guarantees, but I know this judge is a fair judge. I know he's very analytical. I've appeared before him before. I've seen some of the other decisions that he's made. So I know that the arguments will be heard. There's fairness in that courtroom. And I believe that, you know, from our view of the evidence, from our view of what the government has presented, that I believe she should be released. I believe that Judge McCarthy got it right, and I'm hoping that Judge Velardo sees the wisdom in Judge McCarthy's decision.
Now, for the people who are not so familiar with this case, could you explain why Deanna should be released from jail, given that there was the video evidence that shows that she ran over a police officer, that has been widely reported that he shattered his hip, he continues his recovery? Why should she be released?
Well, if we really look at all of the video evidence, particularly the video that was captured, I believe, by Channel 4, we can see the total dynamic on the street. I mean, the video that's been shown to most audiences has been the civilian video that was shot from that corner, showing that one angle where the SUV comes on to the frame and you see the state troopers scattering. But on the Channel 4 video, you can see the cloud of tear gas that was created in the street. And, you know, the question that many people aren't asking, but the government keeps asserting the fact that this vehicle traveled about 250 yards, okay? These are state troopers. So the question of the day is, why did state troopers, people who monitor traffic largely, why did they let this vehicle get so close to them before they moved? Arguably, it's because they couldn't see themselves. And that's why there was this last minute sort of opening and making way for this vehicle to come. It was a chaotic scene. My client arguably was under some measure of duress. There were shots fired in close proximity to her. There was no meeting of the minds as to, you know, why these shots were fired. We still don't know if my client is a victim all the way around, or if she was just simply caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. But bear in mind, my client was simply going to the store, okay? This was civilian traffic that she was stuck in. She was next to a bus, okay? Surely the bus and the bus driver weren't participating in, you know, any of the protest marches. There were many people just sitting in their cars that were stuck between protesters and law enforcement. And there was no way for her to move, you know, legally, you know. Everybody began to make evasive maneuvers when gunfire erupted. And you've got to understand that there was tear gas discharged. There were flashbangs being discharged before my client ever hit that gas pedal. So it's easy to sit at home, you know, and say what you would have done, you know, for my proponents of the Second Amendment. You know, it's easy to shoot deer and shoot paper and say what you would do. But we've got projectiles coming toward a vehicle. We've got live fire from behind my client and in front of my client. She's a woman. She doesn't have any, not that, you know, women can't be trained, but she has been trained with firearms. You know, there are many people that go to the gun range and hear a 223 round and jump. You know, it throws you off. It's jarring. And she had that going on that evening. And my client was shot twice. Okay. And no one can really tell us when she got shot. Although the .223 round that was fired into her person, she actually got shot after she went through the line. Okay. You've got guys dressed in black standing behind tear gas. And I'm not trying to vilify the officers, but, you know, visibility is a factor at 9:30 at night on that street where they were. And when you talk about police vehicles, well, the lights were behind the line. So if I'm looking for the police lights to be my barrier, well, they're behind the people dressed in black, okay, on the side of the people dressed in black, okay? So there are a lot of dynamics here, you know. We need our police officers. We need law enforcement to be strong. You know, we don't need to attack them, but, you know, we have to look at all angles here when we're trying to be just, okay? We can't let fear make us unjust. Now, that's all the way around.
Now, Sam, obviously with the federal court appearance tomorrow for her, you're optimistic that she would be able to return home. But what about the state charges that are levied against her? She still has to post $200,000 bail, right? Isn't that still a process that would keep her behind bars for a little bit while longer?
Well, she has a bond right now. She has the ability to post bond, okay? So she has to post a percentage of the $200,000.
10%, now, right?
Somewhere. There's a sliding scale. It comes out to less than actually 10%, depending upon the ilk of bond that she files. If she does the signature bond, it's a true 20%, but you get that money back should she prevail. If she does a surety bond, then that's a sizable amount of money that the family will never recoup. You know, there's some decisions to be made there, but the ability to post bond is gargantuan here. And I believe the family is in a position to post bond. We may or may not reapproach the state court to try and get that reduced. But once the federal charges are cleared up, she has the ability to get out, go home and heal with her family.
Okay, so she would be able to physically go home on Tuesday. When I was talking with somebody, I guess I was on the understanding of if she's eligible to be released from federal, then you all would post the bail situation, but it would still then take a couple days just to go through, the ankle monitoring process if she's confined at home, and then there has to be motions involved with that. Is that accurate? Would it take a couple days after the fact for her to physically return home? Or could she physically be at home recovering on her bed or on her couch on Tuesday?
Well, depending upon the speed in which pretrial services acts, representations were made in court that once the state matter has been resolved bail-wise, then pretrial services will spring into action and go and vet the home and make sure that things are set up. So by the bail hearing or the detention hearing taking place in the morning, I anticipate the pretrial services could, in fact, be there by day's end, having vetted the property, which would put her in a position to be released on that same day, if not the following morning. But it would lie on pretrial services to vet the property and make sure things are set up for her to be released. And that's something that, you know, the court could be approached if necessary. Pretrial services is pretty good with getting things done, in order to facilitate that monitoring.
Gotcha, Sam. And my last question for you is, what time is her court appearance tomorrow in federal court?
I believe that's on for 10:30. I just got an update. I believe that's on for 10:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Okay, 10:30 a.m. and then obviously with the same judge as before. Okay.
No. It's not the same judge
before. Oh, it's not? Who is it?
No, it's Judge Velardo.
Okay. Judge Velardo, 10:30 a.m. Okay, cool. Sam.
It's on for 11. It's on for 11 o'clock.
Okay, 11 a.m. Judge Velardo on Tuesday. Okay, I'll make a note of that myself as well. And Sam, the last question is here. Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about this entire situation? You've been obviously working with Deanna for the last several weeks now. Is there anything that you think the public doesn't really know about her that they should?
Well, Deanna might have had some issues in the past, but Deanna is a wife. Deanna is a mother. She's a successful student at Bryan and Stratton. She's on the dean's list. She does hair. She's a cosmetologist, licensed. She has an online business that's growing. There's more to her than meets the eye. Deanna's been growing up this entire time. She's, you know, she's in her 30s now. But she's a citizen. She just went to the store. She was coming from a repast, you know, supporting her husband. So this isn't someone that was out in the street where she wasn't supposed to be. The curfew was not in effect. You know, when she first got caught in that traffic jam, this could have happened to any one of us. This isn't someone who was out being an agitator. This isn't someone that's a part of Antifa or any other organization. This is somebody who ran to the store real quick, got caught in traffic, and some nut started shooting. And then she wound up caught with tear gas in the windows. Okay. So this was an accident. This was an accident.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.